scientists will soon have three new ways to study our dynamic sun.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
A trio of NASA and NOAA spacecraft will soon launch aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. From there, the spacecraft will travel to their destination at the first Earth-Sun Lagrange point, about 1 million miles from Earth toward the Sun. Each of these missions will focus on different effects of the solar wind, that continuous stream of particles emitted by the Sun, and space weather, the changing conditions in space driven by the Sun. The IMAP and Carruthers missions will join NASA's heliophysics fleet, investigating the sun's flowing streams of solar wind from up close to the outer edges of the solar system. NOAA's Space Weather Follow-On mission is a space weather observatory that will operate continuously to help forecast potentially damaging space weather events without a gap in data. These missions will help us find ways to protect satellites, voyaging astronauts, and airline crews from space weather while shedding light on the star that makes Earth our habitable home. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.